Hello, welcome to Spotlight, an artistic oasis in the chaos of the TT.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
This evening, we hear about a special evening at the Peel Centenary Centre for the Blue Train Big Band. More from Manx storytellers Skillen Vannon, catch up with the latest happenings at the Isle of Man Arts Council, and hear about preparations ahead of the Timbald Weekend Concert by the Isle of Man Symphony Orchestra. Remember, do get in touch with any creative artistic endeavours you might be involved in, planning, hoping to create, or would really like to put in the spotlight. Poetic, theatrical, musical, literary, ceramic, sculpture, drag, film, mime, symphony orchestras. Is that a category on its own? Email howardcain@manxradio.com. Cain with an E or spotlight@manxradio.com. They both come through to me. Love to hear from you. More of you are getting in touch. Why don't you become one of them? Let me know what you're doing. Be great to talk to you. The wonderful sound of the Blue Train Big Band. The band originally formed by John Kinley around 2003, before the musical director role was taken over by Mike Divers a few years later. They played at Londonderry Jazz Festival around 2007, also played with Digby Fairweather, and then disappeared into the shadows for a number of years, happily re-emerging again, like a phoenix in 2018. Since then, have gone from strength to strength. Now, a special weekend coming up at the Peel Centenary Centre with renowned trumpeter, he of the high notes, Louis Dowdswell. I asked Mike to tell me more about the band's makeup.
We've got five trumpets, four trombones, five saxophones, a rhythm section, so guitar, bass, piano, drums. Ultimately, I'm going to get a percussionist. So there are 19 of us. So it's a big outfit, and some of them are professional musicians, some are teachers. So it's a real mixture of people, which makes it good. But it's sort of, I think the main thing is enthusiasm and wanting to sort of deliver that music to the public and make it fun and make people want to go away with that happiness and joy that just listening to a big band, if you've not heard one before, it's well worth it.
And it's, as far as I know, it's unique on the island because, as you say, I mean, big bands aren't easy things to put together and keep together.
Yeah, it's herding cats. I mean, there was the Manx Swing Band, which was like a staple of the island for many years at the jazz festival. So I used to play with that, but then so people on that became older and it sort of disappeared, really, which is a great shame. But we've sort of grown really out of that absence. And at one time there was a Castle Rushen school big band as well, which I think is still sort of there in the background. Unfortunately now we've got under our umbrella the Blue Train Youth Big Band as well, and so our sort of hope really is that with a youth band and then the big band, we can sort of provide that sort of developing environment for opportunity for people that want to play jazz, particularly in a big band setting, and sort of expand from there, really.
And repertoire, is it sort of classic big band scores?
No. I mean, sometimes there's a danger, and I love Glenn Miller, and I grew up with Glenn Miller, and sometimes people think, oh, it's a big band, it's Glenn Miller. And yes, we do play a bit of Glenn Miller, but the guy that's coming over, we'll talk about later, Louis Dowdswell. He's a modern big band person. He's got his own big band and he has new music written for him all the time, arrangements. And we're playing one of his pieces. There's one of my heroes, Gordon Goodwin, ran the Big Fat Band in America, which really completely reinvented how modern big band sounds. And that's been going for 25 years. So we play a few of their charts. But also we play Kenton, we play Woody Herman, and then we do some poppy stuff as well. So Rock You Like a Hurricane, Final Countdown, things like that. So it's a real mix. So we can provide a very varied, eclectic programme. So whoever comes, they're going to enjoy it, which is really important. Sometimes I worry and think, oh my goodness, this one's a little bit old, and you pay a tune from the 80s. But then you realise that the people, the 70-year-olds in the audience, when this was a hit in the 80s, it was their 20s and 30s. So actually, Welcome to the Jungle we play, and it's one of the most popular pieces we do. We do a crazy version of Hush, Deep Purple, but Woody Herman did a version of that way back. And again, I've been knocked over by how popular that goes down with the audiences. So we love it.
And do you ever have people sort of saying, wow, you know, I've never heard a big band in full throat before?
Yeah, I mean, it is there. I mean, if you listen to all the James Bond films, you know, that sort of big band music in the background, talent contests, Strictly, and things like that. They have their big band night when they have a proper big band there. So I think people know about big bands. They're listening to big bands, but perhaps they don't consciously think, oh, that's a big band. So if you say big band, it's a surprise to them. And obviously that's sort of a campaign we really want to make people appreciate that. It don't be put off by the sound of big band that's from the 30s and 40s. It's very vibrant, active and progressive, and that's what we want to make it all about.
Don't think it's dated, it's completely contemporary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, your chance coming up, because as you say, the Blue Train Big Band are indeed playing at the Centenary Centre Saturday the 13th of June with Louis Dowdeswell as well. So he's sort of guesting, will he be guesting on all the pieces, or how's the evening working?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that our band lacks is a screaming trumpet. One of my heroes is Maynard Ferguson and his big bands, and he started off with Kenton in the sort of early 50s, and then he had his own band. And so we've played a few of his charts, so Chameleon, Gospel John, but to carry them off well, you need a trumpet player that can play high and effectively. And so Louis Dowdeswell specialises in that area. So we've got 8 Maynard Ferguson charts, the real things that we're playing next week, along with a mix of other things as well. So
you took the words out of my mouth, because I was looking at Maynard Ferguson, Buddy Rich, Woody Herman. I thought there's going to be some good high notes here.
There are. But it's difficult trying to sort of construct a programme that's not all high notes. You know, there's got to be some quiet stuff in the middle of it to demonstrate depth and range, so it's not all loud. So Louis is going to be doing a lot of stuff with us, playing solos, leading the trumpet section. We've got some fun stuff that we usually do. Jack Dives will be doing a vocal or two as well. There's a great Bublé arrangement of Crimea River, which has got screaming trumpets in it, and we have played that in the past, but it's just nice to have the backup of a Louis playing the trumpet on that one as well. So very exciting.
Has he played with the band before?
No. As I mentioned earlier, we had Digby Fairweather came over several years ago, and it's always been my sort of wish that you can only get better if you play with people that are better than yourself. Listen to people. How do they do it? And having somebody come in really pushes you forward. And so we'd been wondering who to get, and it's taken me 2 years to put this one together. It's a long slog to try and get a guest artist, because they're very busy. Obviously, the Isle of Man has its own peculiarities about transport and making it sort of cost effective for everybody. So I really would like to mention at this point, thanks to the Arts Council, because we're bringing Louis over to do the concert with the big band, but they're paying for his fee for putting on a workshop for trumpet and trombone players on the Sunday. So that's a fantastic opportunity for people.
I was going to say he's working hard, because that's the following day. So this sounds a really wonderful opportunity for any budding players coming up, because it's free to actually come and really learn from someone who's steeped in the music and, as you say, playing professionally around the world.
Yeah, and if you're not quite sure what he does, I mean, he's got a very high social media profile, so you can just go and watch him playing with big bands doing his high screaming trumpet stuff, which is what we'll be doing with him on the Saturday night. And then the workshop thing where he facilitates sort of people developing their skills on their instrument at whatever level they happen to be. And it's such a fantastic opportunity for people just to come along and have that from a world-class player and teacher, educationalist, for free, you know, which is fantastic.
So that's in the Athol Room at the Centenary Centre the day after the concert. So
yeah.
You can come to the concert, camp over and go and have the...
Something like that, yeah.
Go and have the masterclass next morning. Free, as you say, which is a really wonderful opportunity for people, 11 till 12.30. And as you said there, you don't have to be grade 8 standard or grade 7 standard or whatever. You can be wherever you are in your musical journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's terrific. Right, if people want to get along, get all the tickets online?
Yeah, it's the usual thing. You get tickets online from the Peel Centenary Centre ticket site, so that's good. So there are a few left there. So I'd recommend you get on pretty quick because we usually sell out our concerts. So with this guy, I'm sure we will sell out. And equally well, they've got some hard copy tickets at Celtic Gold in Peel. So if you pop along there, buy some nice jewellery, get a ticket at the same time. Perfect.
What's not to like? And I take you're playing as well?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there with my...
You got any high notes?
Well, it's one of these funny ones. It's sort of... I'm lead alto, but I'm playing a lot of flute this time because the charts that we've chosen happen to have a bit of flute in. So yeah, one or two high notes. Yeah,
brilliant. Look forward to it.
Thanks so much, Frank.
Should be a great evening. And those high notes. What an opportunity to have a free workshop with Louis on the Sunday. Book your tickets now before it's too late. Go online, as Mike was saying there. Don't bring your dog to the concert. Those high notes are spectacular. Not for our canine friends, perhaps.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
We heard from Leandra and Robin from Manx storyteller Skillen Vannon last week. They're shortly heading to Wales to represent the Isle of Man at the iconic Llangollen Steddfod. And as Leandra told me, unlike the massive Lorient Festival, the event in Wales is actually a competition.
Historically, I think there has been choirs who've gone, and there's the brass bands have gone.
Of course,
I think
yes.
Mainly it is the Manx dancing. Everybody loves the Manx dancing. Yeah. And so with ourselves this year, because we're different, and the fact that we perform almost like musical theatre, how you would see, but with the Manx language and the Manx tradition. So it's like a twist on it. And it was received really well. Yeah. They called us like the mighty Skillen Vannon, and because we had these puppets and we were very interactive. Mm. And my favourite day was the outreach day when we went to the place where older people live, and we introduced the Manx cat to them. And I think for me, we joke about me wanting to go to Lorient, however, my main thing was I could see all these guys who were interested in musical theatre, Robin alike, mm-hmm. and who were always like, we don't want to do the Manx stuff. And and I thought, do you know what, why not, let's try and create something that maybe interests you a little bit more. So obviously you have families, the Manx families, whom all the children go along to to everything that they do, but there are also young people who are not getting those opportunities mm-hmm. because they're maybe a little bit frightened to sort of go into these spaces. So I just wanted to create a space where everybody could come along and feel, and that's why Skillen Vannon really mm. was developed as well as want to go to Lorient. We go to Llangollen on the 7th of July.
Yeah. July. Okay.
Yep. So we go on the 7th of July. I'm really, really excited. A little bit different. There was no real pressure on us at Lorient because it wasn't a competition. This is a competition. Jenny Garrett is now our new musical director. I don't know if you've heard of Jenny.
Yes, yes.
She's amazing. She's actually in Australia at the moment. Otherwise, she would have been here. So she's off to Australia. And she is playing the piano for some. And Robin is conducting when she's playing the piano. And then when we're doing our an accompanied piece, she's conducting and Robin's singing. So it's quite nice. So we're taking part in two classes. We were doing three. Unfortunately, with other commitments for some of the choir members, we just don't quite have enough numbers, and there's lots of restrictions with ages and things. So we're doing the folk class. We're doing this Skillen Vannon medley that David Kilgallen wrote, and we're doing Evie as well, which is beautiful. It's lovely. And then we're doing an open class, which we've chose musical theatre. And we're doing a musical theatre medley. And we're doing For Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder, mm-hmm. unaccompanied. We're also having the experience of performing in the new... So Llangollen's got a historical railway now that opened, I think it was last year. So we're going to be one of the first to perform.
Wonderful.
At this station, and then we get to go on the train.
Very excited about the train.
Yeah. Terrific. So, well, very best of luck with it all. It sounds terrific, doesn't it? Sounds great fun, and very best of luck with the competition. Skill and Vannon itself, is it open if people want to find out more? Can they sort of get in contact?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we basically, we're about to start a new project. Mm-hmm. So we're starting a new project, and it is called Uber Ask Kyo, which means working songs. Mm-hmm. So do you know how you get in Scotland, you get this sort of the walking songs,
oh,
the women?
Yes,
and they're doing the walking. So I had this idea, again, I come up with these ideas, and have this idea that I would really like to use our working songs. Like, we've got the spinning wheel, the snoo wheel, you've also got... there's other songs, my brain's just gone now, but it doesn't matter. So, and I say to David, I said, listen, I really think it'd be great to use percussion instruments ourselves instead of having traditional, like, instruments, like milk urns and, like, do you know the violin that you'd seed the fields with?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. And having washerboards, and they come and basically, and they're dressed in the working clothes, and they start off with sort of percussions and banging and things, and then the voices start to go. So we're about to release the information on Facebook probably next week. So it's first here, you're getting to hear it first here, about David's going to come in, do a workshop. It's open to anybody, probably aged between 12 and 25, because it is the youth. However, if people are interested in coming along who are slightly younger, that's fine, just get in contact. And David and the girls, guys, are going to work on two songs already, and then they're going to create their own. And then David's going to go away and make a medley from this song, and then we're going to come back again and we're going to do the medley and hopefully pitch for Lorient with this new medley that we've done on the working songs, because not a lot's been done on working songs in that capacity. So yeah, so we're quite excited about that. So anybody who wants to, Skeel and Vannon has a Facebook page and it has an Instagram page. You can easily contact them as well. You can contact my email, which is leandramlawler@manx.net. But yeah, so we're really lucky, as I said, to go to Wales. We've got a couple of sponsors who've helped us on the way. We've got the Arts Council, who are great. We have Steam Packet, Island Escapes, Black Van, Kyre, and Llangollen themselves have funded some of the travel for us, because getting on and off island is very expensive. And there's 31 of us who are going, performers. Yeah.
Best of luck to them both. They will do the Isle of Man proud, I am sure. Well, we haven't heard from our sponsors, the Isle of Man Arts Council, for a while. Always beavering away, though, in the background at so many levels and artistic happenings on the Isle of Man. I popped down to their headquarters at the Villa Marina to have a chat with the Arts Development Officer, Martin Kane, who told me more about the forthcoming series of summer concerts.
As TT finishes here, we're just about to start our summer music concert series that we have in the Villa Marina Arcade again, which is going to be fantastic. It's busy as previous years. We've got 32 concerts on this year, which is quite a lot. That is 24 brass band concerts, and then we have 8 Wurlitzer lunchtime concerts, which are all free to come to. They run like previous years. They run Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays for the brass band concerts, and Wednesday lunchtimes for the Wurlitzer concerts. So we're just like really looking forward to it. We're really hoping for a big turnout this year. So last year we had over 2,000 people, which was the most we've ever had for the concert. So looking to sort of beat our own little goals again this year. Yeah, the first concert happens on the 16th of June, which is a Tuesday, and it's Onk and Silver Band, which is going to be fantastic to bring in, because I think they sort of cleaned up at the Guild this year. I think they won quite a few trophies. So it's a great way to kick off the season.
So these are at the upper end of the Villa Arcade, pretty much outside where we are here now in the office.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so if you come into the arcade, it's obviously next door to the Gaiety. You see the big staircase at the end of the arcade, and right up there we have the sort of what's affectionately known as the Wurlitzer room. And so yeah, we set the brass bands up in there.
And these are open, as you say, free. So the idea, or the concept, I think, is people come along, basically get a little bit of culture, get a bit of art, a bit of brass band, a bit of the Wurlitzer or something, whilst they have their lunch.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the Wurlitzer concerts, as I say, they're at lunchtime. The Tuesday and Thursday concerts are at 7:30 in the evening, and then the Sunday concerts are at 3:00 in the afternoon. So yeah, it's all free to come to. The Wurlitzer ones, if you want to turn up with a sandwich, that's absolutely fine. You can bring those, bring your lunch with you. And then yeah, it's just quite a little relaxed sort of atmosphere, environment to enjoy the music in.
And are they doing, I know they have in the past, and I don't know whether this is something which has been chewed over again, that they used to do, they'd throw in concerts of, I don't know, they'd have a folk group doing something, or maybe, you know, a bit of jazz or something like that. Is that sort of still on the cards, or is that being thought over, or how is that working?
We're going to look to revive that at some point. So we're looking at maybe a bit more of an autumn programming or something like that as well, to go into other genres. So as you say, it could be a sort of singer-songwriter thing, a folk thing. We've looked at maybe like little small jazz ensembles and acts like that. But as, you know, as I sort of say, from the concerts we've got this year, we've got 32 over 3 months, so it's quite a good full job. Programming just on the brass bands alone. So yeah, that's definitely something we'll look to develop later on in the year, probably.
And we'll be hearing more from Martin and indeed the Arts Development Manager Jim Rawson in the next few weeks. Before we go, just time to hear more about the preparations for the forthcoming Isle of Man Symphony Orchestra concert at the Villa Marina on the 5th of July with guest conductor Stephen Threlfall. A great programme of classical favourites. I asked the joint conductor of the orchestra, Graham Kirkland, if it was difficult getting all the orchestra members together for regular rehearsals in the lead-up to big concerts.
Yes, but we have a regular Wednesday evening rehearsal during term time, because we rehearse in St John's Primary School. So that helps. So prior to this weekend, we've had 4 or 5 Wednesday sessions when we've been able to get together and make a start on all the repertoire for this concert.
And all the pieces, again, I'm assuming you're familiar with them all, is all material you've conducted before or worked on before or very familiar with, or something perhaps you're not so familiar with, I don't know.
Very familiar with, but I haven't conducted any of them before. So I'm a rookie in that sense.
It's a first. Right. Excellent. Looking forward to this. So it is on the 5th, so it's the day before Timble Day. So is that right? Yes, it is, it will be on the Monday. Yes,
right.
So it will be on the Sunday. So a great chance for everyone to get there. Mm. Tickets just, as we're talking now, on the 18th, tickets just gone on sale now, so they are now available?
They're available through all the usual online and Villa outlets.
Brilliant, so you can go on there and get them. And finally, Stephen, again, it's always with any of these things, there's a huge amount of work goes into them. They're a massive undertaking to actually put on concerts like these. And it's like with anything when you're performing, it's getting the people through the door to actually come and listen. What would you say to someone who perhaps has never been, that will look and think, oh, I don't know, I don't really do orchestral music, I don't know if that's for me. What would you say to someone who's never actually sampled something like this before to try and get them through the door?
Well, again, another very good question. I run a festival in the Lake District. It's one of the other things I do, and that's a question I ask myself all the time. And it's sometimes about the programming, where it is, what other things you can do to attract people towards it. But I think I've always found it throughout my career, if you can just get people through the door, and the closeness to the live musicians, the live being the important word, that really is the thing that attracts people. Because they can see in their curiosity is saying, why do they do this? Why are they moving all these bows together? Is it important? In a sense, I would just encourage people to go forward and try it. And the fact that the music is so well known, And I'm saying that in a very commercial way, mm-hmm. because we've talked about, you know, Morecambe and Wise, and Nimrod is there, and it's played and sung, and all variations of Nimrod. People know it's used at funerals, etc. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Once music is used for a TV programme or something or other, whatever it is, it then goes in the ear and it stays there. So this is that sort of programme. It's a great vehicle for the orchestra, but I would say if you have any hesitation, just put that away for an evening, because it may lead you to a whole host of other repertoire that the orchestra will play in the future, to become friends with the orchestra, you know, to support them. Because the support for an orchestra like this is so important. You know, and in a way, I don't want to say it's on the shoestring, because I don't know enough about the finance, but it's tight with amateur orchestras, mm-hmm. it is tight. But there's you know, my outsider coming in view about the orchestra is it's a very well-run organisation. It's got enthusiasm at its core. And if you can see that by being a member of the audience just close to, you'll feel that, and you'll feel it through the music, particularly the music in this concert. Fabulous soloist, somebody I've known since she was about 10, so I'm looking forward to connecting again with Dominica. You know, and that's the pull about live music, and long may it be that way. There's so much online, so much available in media, but the live experience you cannot beat, and be there. And Graham and I will make sure we smile at you.
I'm happy. Anyone else? Anything else to add?
It's also worth saying that paying £16 for a ticket as an adult, you know, it's cheaper than many great nights value. Out. It's cheaper than a meal out. It's cheaper than going to some of the shows at the Gaiety or elsewhere. And if you're a student in full-time education, it's just a fiver.
Right.
Graham Kirkland, Andrew Cole, Stephen Threlfall there, talking about this summer's IOMSO concert on Sunday the 5th of July. As Stephen says, even if you've never been to a symphonic concert before, give it a go. You will recognise some of the tunes. You'll really enjoy seeing the orchestra up close and hearing them live. And who knows, it might kindle a lifelong passion. That's about it for now. See you next week, when we'll be hearing about a fascinating piece of theatre coming up at the King's Court Theatre, among other joys. See you then. In the meantime, be good, whatever you're doing. Be creative about it. Emu.